It would have been about 69. I wasn't actually a producer. I was just playing records, as they say. It was mostly heavy rock music, and I did an early morning session from about 3 o'clock till about six.
And how did you get at the boat, actually, at the radio?
Because a friend of mine was taken ill who was a DJ on there, and I went out to replace him.
Yeah. And why was it necessary anyway to sail out of the sea to make a radio program, the radio program you want to play the music you want as a DJ? What was the public radio about in the 70s and 60s, even later on in Great Britain?
Public music was very much controlled by the BBC. And so it was all about what was in the charts, whereas pirate radio was about what the people wanted to hear play, and sometimes that was from America rather than English music. You didn't get the American music in the charts in England because it was controlled by the BBC and they wanted English artists to predominate.
And how far did the ship had to sail to get out of the English administration, and why was it so necessary to be at the sea? What was the benefit of that?
Well, as soon as you go within English waters or French or German or Belgian or anyone else's waters, then you become subject to their laws and so on. And if the ship had gone into English waters instead of staying in international waters, then we would have all been arrested.
And in your understanding, what was the idea and philosophy of Radio Caroline? Was there a political statement the radio was about, or was it all about playing music?
It was about playing music, but it was about making it easier for people to listen to what they wanted to. So there was a political gain to be had in that it allowed people to have more freedom. You remember, this is in the time of flower power and so on, when there was a big movement for individuality and for more individual thought rather than public control.
But you were like playing from a ship, like out of the sea, far away from every record store. How did you get all those records?
I had other DJs who were in England, and they would send me messages telling me, get one of these albums, and we would get someone to bring them out. Small boat or a helicopter, they would be brought out by.
Ah, really? How did Radio Caroline finance itself? Like, because it seems like it should have cost a lot to get helicopters to fly there and to get all the food and even like manage to have the boat keeping it alive.
Well, obviously there was advertising. Again, this was totally different to England, where everything was controlled by the BBC and there was no advertising. There were no independent radio stations. And there were virtually no independent TV stations either, so there was nothing with advertising on. But the only way that Caroline could make any money was to get people to sponsor adverts, and that way they funded the cost of the DJs, the ship, and everything that went with it.
And why did you do it? What did you got out of the job?
I did it for the experience as much as anything else, and to help the friend out.
And what was a day at the ship Radio Caroline about? Did you learn to sail, or did you also had another task for the day except of doing the DJ show?
Yeah, because it was a fairly small ship, you had to take turns in cooking and cleaning and everything else, because there wasn't the space or the money to actually have cleaners and cooks and so on.
And as you have told me before, you've been at the ship a bit longer than expected because of the weather conditions. How did the weather and the sea affect the radio program and your life on the ship?
It didn't really affect the radio program so much, except that obviously it made it more difficult for us to get up-to-date music, because that also couldn't come in. But more than anything, it affected not just me, but all the other DJs on the boat, because the sea was so rough that we were all feeling seasick nearly all of the time. Not terribly pleasant.
And then when you think back of this time you've been to Radio Caroline at the boat, what's your fondest memory?
Probably when the storm actually broke, and things went calm, and we were no longer seasick. And then there was a 3 or 4 days before they actually got round to taking me off, and that was really nice, not to actually spend most of my time looking over the side of the ship.
And when you got back to England, have you left like Radio Caroline forever, or did you come somehow back, maybe at least as a listener?
Oh, I was always a listener from the beginning, before I ever went there. I can remember listening to Radio Caroline before I started DJing, and listening to them late at night when my mother didn't realize that I was actually still awake.
When Radio Caroline was closed down, or maybe this is the wrong word, at 1990, can you tell us what happened then?
What happened was that the law changed in not only England, but in other countries as well, in Europe. And so it became easier to actually have independent radio stations within the bounds of the country, rather than having to be out on a ship in the middle of nowhere. And so there was no point in carrying on transmitting from an expensive ship in the middle of nowhere, when you could actually have a small office somewhere and put a transmitter up and actually transmit from dry land.
Mm. And was it a bit different than at the land, at where you have an office or like some rooms to broadcast, when you broadcast it on a ship?
Because you all had to live together, there was more friendship between the DJs, and there was more changing over of transferring of ideas and crossover of music with each other, because you saw each other on a day-to-day basis. Whereas on land, you would simply come in, do your 2-hour shift and or 3-hour shift, and then go off and not speak to the other DJs. And so you would never get to find out what they were doing, and you would never get a chance to share music with them, etc.
Yeah, when you think back at the 60s, and you mentioned the flower power days, I think also about drugs, which sometimes go with music. Was it a topic at Radio Caroline?
It wasn't really somewhere that you could get drugs, and no one was particularly interested in drugs. But we certainly did do our share of drinking. That was the only way to stop yourself from being ill from the motion of the boat. So it was better to be drunk and sway around than it was to just sway around sober.
Yeah, one of a very famous broadcaster is John Peel, and he used to be at the Radio Caroline ship. And How famous have the producers of the radio shows been at the time when they were broadcasting from Radio Caroline?
Many of them were hardly known. They had all come up through small DJ pubs, clubs, etc., and weren't nationally known at all. When you got to Caroline, because there was quite a big audience, even though you were illegal, your name got known very quickly, and so it became much easier to actually get a job with the BBC or one of the newer independent stations, just because your name was known and the public knew of you.
Radio Caroline is still on air, like there is a radio program called Radio Caroline. Is it the same? Has it still like this same kind of spirit?
I haven't listened to it, but as far as I know, it's not. No, I think they're just using the name to try and maintain popularity and get people to listen. But as far as I can make out, it's not the same sort of idea and doesn't have the same sort of free thinking idea and range of music.
Do you think this kind of idea is still out somewhere? Like there are radio stations in Great Britain, they represent the spirit and this idea of Radio Caroline?
Yeah, there is quite a few stations that did start up and have tried to keep on with the same theme and the same idea. One, for example, would be XFM in England. But they have been on the air now for about 4 or 5 years, and they have gradually changed their music to become more in line with the popular music. Originally, they used to play unknown bands and unknown tracks, and the bands would then become more popular, and then the radio station has started actually playing the more popular bands, you know, such as Oasis and so on, instead of playing the unknown and the unheard tracks.